Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
White Trash! All right, everybody. Welcome to White Trash Revival. This is episode 83. I'm your host, Donnie fucking Cash. I'd like to thank Miss Nellie Wilson for starting off Tuesday night with her show. It's a good show. It's a good gal. And she plays in a really good band. Nellie Wilson, the Hellbound Honeys. Got a great fucking song. I won't talk about it this week. I talk about it quite often. Oh, fuck it. She's got a song called This Pussy Is Not Going to Eat Itself. I love that song. And I love her. Alright, and after my show, we'll have Joss P with Outlaw Radio Chicago. So, you're in for a good night, folks. Alright, I open up the show tonight with a song called Betty Page by the Mystery Gang. And is it me, or was Betty Page one hot fucking chick? I think she blew Marilyn out the water. I mean, come on, black hair, bangs. I totally have spanked my monkey to her. Yes, I have. And speaking of which, I remember one time when I was a kid, we lived in this apartment, me, my mom, and dad, and they had this old vibrating chair in the family room. No one ever sat in it. No one ever hung out in there except me when I'd play my Atari, or my Nintendo, I should say. And one day, when I was rummaging through the dad's porn collection and watching his porn movies and reading his porn books, I got the most brilliant idea ever. Let me try and put my penis upon that vibrating chair and see how it feels. So I did it, and my gosh, I found a little piece of heaven that day. I laid my penis upon that chair with a napkin underneath, and that thing vibrated so hard and fast. Within 4 minutes, I blew a hot, steamy load on that napkin, and I was in love. That's right, I was in love. I never went outside that whole summer. I fucking laid on that chair and would get my jollies until it shorted out and had to be taken to the dump. So after that, I was heartbroken. And isn't it weird how when you're a teenage boy full of hormones, that when it comes to getting your rocks off and busting a nice, healthy load in a tube sock or a napkin or whatever, that we become MacGyver-type motherfuckers, you know? We think of anything and do anything to stimulate a sexual act. And, you know, I've had some real dandies, I must say, and I've shared some of them with my friends when we were growing up, and I think the weirdest one was my friend Rami. His name is Rami Sipe. He said, a piece of bologna and baby oil. I never tried that, but I did try I duct taped a banana, cut the end off of it, and warmed it up in the microwave, squirted out the banana, and I fucked the banana peel, a nice, hot, smooth. Oh, it didn't really feel good. My dick got all sticky and I got friction burns. Or maybe it was a burn mark from trying to jam my dick in that little banana. But, yeah, you do some crazy shit as a kid. And now, as an adult and being a masturbator, the only thing crazy and creative you do is, you know, try to find creative ways to lock your fucking door or shit like that so you don't get caught by the misses. Because one time I got caught spanking my meat to internet porn, and the little lady went ape shit crazy on me like I was having some affair on her, and she caught me in the act. So I've done some pretty fancy shit to booby trap the house doors, like putting a wine glass full of marbles on a doorknob, and when you open it up, the fucking marbles fall over on the hardwood floor, and that would let me know, intruder, put your cock back in your pants and turn off the internet porn. So yeah, that's what life's about nowadays, guys. being 38, married, and hitting your shit on a daily basis. One good thing about hitting your shit on a daily basis is your prostate will be good, I think. Is your prostate or whatever? I don't know. But, yeah, on this show, we got an interview with Marty Smeller of the Blue Boot Healers, so stay tuned, bitches.
Us. go get him now, boy.
Folks, we start off this set with Buck Haggard with Act Naturally. Followed that with Anti-Scene with Suicide Boogie. And we ended it with Barnyard Ballers with Mama's Breast. What a great song. Ain't nothing better than Mama's Breast. Alrighty, well, let's get into a song by the Don Darlings called The Devil Lives in Dallas. That's right, he does. His name's Jerry Jones. So, yeah, let's do this. And then we'll, right after that song, we'll get to the interview. Alright?
Okay. Oh, Papa, that feels so nice.
Devil.
be on the phone. I have Marty Smeller from the Blue Boot Healers. How you doing, Marty?
I'm doing great, Donnie Cash. Great to be here, man.
Awesome. Tell the folks about your band and where you guys are from and how long you've been together.
Well, we're out of KC Mo. We're the Hellhounds of Honky Tonk. We're a four-piece band, been around for about a year. And, you know, we've just been playing out here in KC and looking to hit the road real soon, man.
Are you guys going to make it out my way to Ohio, maybe?
Totally. You're definitely going to be heading out there. Don't know when, but we'll probably be out on the road real soon with either Calamity Cubes or Adam Lee or some of these other bands around KC there hitting the road.
You got some pretty well-known guys in your group, don't you?
Yeah, we sure do. Our guitar player, Mr. Dane Talley, real Kansas outlaw, plays in Tin Horn Molly and a few other bands, and he's a real picker, real player, and we are so lucky to have him with us.
Great. I'm a fan of Tin Horn Molly.
That's great. You got their stuff. They got a new record out. I hope they're getting it out to you, man.
Yeah, he said he was going to send it out to me. I'm looking forward to it. So how long have you been doing Honky Tonk?
Man, I've been doing it a while, you know. I've been in a bunch of other crappy bands, you know, and just trying to get our sound together or my sound together and you know, get my song together, get them in a group, and, you know, I'll write a song and break it down and, you know, just kind of rebuild it up. And, you know, I've been doing that a while, and I think I got my poop in a group here, so we're playing this shit live now.
That's awesome. Now, was Honky Tonk your first love, or did you start off like most artists into punk rock and stuff like that?
Same. Yep, exactly was. Yep, rock, punk, you know, metal back in the day. But, you know, I kind of grown out of that a little bit and, you know, kind of moved on musically and mentally. And you know, this is where I'm at right now. And I think this scene is, you know, that type of music right now is hitting real good. And I think we're on it.
Yeah. You guys got a new CD out, right?
That's right, self-titled new CD. You can get it, you know, CD Baby, Amazon, all those places. It's out there, man.
And I want to thank you boys for adding me in the Lanier notes. That's awesome.
Hey, we had to put you in there, man. We appreciate you spinning our demo on the old label, and, you know, we thank you for getting us on here today, sir.
Right on. All right, well, let's play a song off this CD. What would you like me to play?
Let's start off with Chinatown.
Chinatown?
A song about getting in a fight or almost getting in a bar fight. And, you know, that's kind of what a lot of those songs on this record are based about, either drinking or fighting or fucking or lost love or, you know, standard honky-tonk stuff, man.
And that's what it's all about, fighting or fucking.
Pretty much. It really comes down to that, doesn't it, Donnie Cash?
Right on. All right, well, let's do it.
Well, you better stop staring at my head. I guess you ain't seen now real man before. I don't know now what you keep best with my head. It's better than twice now, just wait and say it. Well, you better stop staring at my head. We'll be right back.
All right, we're back. So tell me how the scene is out there, the honky tonk scene where you're from.
Well, Donnie, I tell you what, 2011 is going to be pretty damn good for KC and the music scene in general. And there's so many honky tonk bands here in town. It's going to be great. And we're so pleased to be just a part of it.
That's awesome. So who's some of your favorite?
Favorite bands or favorite local stuff? This is what I'm listening to now.
Let's go with Legends.
Legends, man, I'm all about the Legends. I listen to them every day, and I'll probably start off with a little Ernest Tubb. Usually, when I get home from work, now I'll probably throw in some Senior. I'll throw in some George Jones, and just keep it going from there. That's the routine, man.
Can't go wrong.
Mm-mm.
All right, what's some of your favorite stuff of today?
And today, I've been listening to that Adam Lee record, Adam Lee and the Dead Horse Sound Company, for the last 2 weeks straight, man. I can't get off that thing.
Yeah, he sent me that a couple weeks back, and I had it on one of my last episodes of the White Trash Revival. I did a little review of it. It's real good.
Yeah, it's real good. Right now, I got that spinning. Pretty much, I've just been kind of listening to all the local stuff, man, and really just kind of diving into the KC scene as much as I can, and right now that's working out for us.
Right on. Being a underground honky tonk band, you probably don't get no local radio play or nothing like that, do you?
No, not too much, man. Plus, I got probably a little too many cuss words in some of those songs to get on there too, and I don't have any clean takes of our songs, but that's not bothering me one bit, man, because it's out there, and the people like you getting our shit out, it's all good, man.
Yeah, that's why us internet radio DJs like you guys. I like all my shit underground and low-key.
I hear you, man. That's where it's at today. That's what's hitting.
Right on. Radio music pretty much is fucking dead, and it sucks. As far as I'm concerned.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I can't listen. I don't turn on the radio. It's either vinyl or my local CDs, and that's it.
Right on. All right. Let's go ahead and do another song. You want to do another song?
Yeah, let's rip one off, man.
Let's do Whiskey and Women. How about that?
Let's do it.
Tell me the concept of that song, how you came about it.
Whiskey and Women is kind of a breakup song, but it's kind of like you're on the fence. Because I need them both, I need my whiskey and women, but sometimes it just doesn't work out, and that's what whiskey and women's about.
Right on. All right, let's do it.
Whiskey and women don't be all the time. One night love, next one can find. I can't live without her, so what should it be? Whiskey and women, but it gets me every time. I won't hand on this bottle, you won't on my side. Some folks get jealous, they don't know me. Whiskey and women, yeah. and I'm doing what I do. Whiskey and women, goddamn both of you. Whiskey.
So 2010 is almost over within a day or two, and we got 2011 coming up. What do you foresee for the Blue Boot Healers in 2011?
Well, right now, we're just sticking local. Probably for the next couple months, we're going to hit the road. I'm always writing, always got ideas, and we're always trying to come up with new shit. And, you know, I got three or four really hot songs that we're playing now live for the record number two, so 2011 is going to be a lot of writing and a lot of playing and a lot of beer drinking.
Oh, that's what I like, a lot of beer drinking. So you're going to try to get another record out?
I think so. I mean, we're not pushing it, but I'm just, you know, when I write songs, I let it come to me, and, you know, sometimes I don't have anything, and then bam, I just, you know, just cranking them out, you know, so.
Right on.
Yeah, I think we will have a record done here really soon. If I do stay on it like I have been, man. So, cross your fingers.
Right on. So, are you on an independent label?
Or we are unsigned as of right now, and we're hoping to get that changed.
Right on. So, where all have you played?
And we're playing all the big spots here in KC. We got a real big show coming up on the 5th at Knuckleheads, the premier blues and honky-tonk joint in Kansas City, world famous. Knucklehead Saloon, so we're pretty pumped about that. And, you know, we're just, wherever we can get in, we'll get in. And, you know, we'll just take it from there, man.
And you're doing this for the love of music, right? Because you probably don't really make a whole lot of money.
A whole lot of money, but a whole lot of passion, man.
Right on.
And, you know, our live stuff now, you know, we're getting our sound down, and, you know, we've only been around a year and really been only playing out 6 months. So, you know, we're pretty damn fresh, and I'm real happy with the sound we're getting live, and we're really, you know, kind of coming into our sound, coming into our form, and, you know, we're really trying to make these live shows we're doing, you know, really explode out, and I think they're a lot more upbeat and fun than the record. Even though the record's awesome, our live shows are better.
Right on. And that's why I really like blue-collar guys like yourself, you know, trying to work 40 a week and do what they love, music. And, you know, you got a lot of respect coming from me. And I am a big fan of the Blue Boot Healers.
Man, I thank you, Donnie Cash, for all you've done for us, because you've been there right at the beginning, man. And it feels pretty damn good talking to you right now.
Right on. All right, well, how can folks get in touch with you?
Man, check us out on Facebook, MySpace, Reverb Nation, and CD Baby. Find us on any of those, plus many more, all over the Internet.
Okay. You folks be sure to go check that out and pick up that CD. It's well worth it.
I appreciate your time, Donnie Cash. Thank you, sir.
All right. What song you want to end it with?
And let's end it with the last track on the record, San Antone.
All right. Sounds good. All right. Thank you once again for being on my show.
I appreciate your time, man. Thank you very much.
All right. Take care.
Dog, nobody else.
I start to walk the line, I got a guitar, it's ready to scream. I'm gonna let her loose, you gonna see what I mean. I got this crowd jumping at the blood. I'm with the boobs and strong home. Women are young, they're gonna keep on playing all night. If you shut us down in the morning by Sandy Tumble.
Start shaking, just a struggle inside. Nerves combating, my chords all uptight. As I can hear the crowd shouting through the night. Maybe, baby, maybe I will. Ain't nobody can tell how I feel. Music's gone and the feeling's not right. As I can hear the crowd shouting through the night. My gods are all gone. So damn cold out here alone. Joint is boiling, it's crowded inside. And I can hear the crowd shouting through the
Bring out the blues. There ain't nobody. can sink in a doubt, or you can step out on faith. You can worry about tomorrow, or you can kiss me today.
Folks, how'd you guys enjoy the interview with Marty Smeller of the Blue Boot Healers? Get out there and buy his shit. It is definitely worth it. Alright, in this last set here, we started with Eyeballing Torpedoes with Split a Gut Johnny. You think they wrote that song about old Johnny Holmes? I bet he split a lot of guts, wouldn't you say? I followed that with a gal that's pretty busy down there in the Cincinnati area, and she's a friend of the show, Kelly Thomas, and the Fabulous Pickups with the song called Fly. Ended it with a bootleg copy of Soda and His 12-String Banjo with Ain't Fixin' to Die. Alright, that's going to be the last set for the night, but before I get into the last song here, I got to thinking the other night how karma's a bitch. You know, a long time ago I had a girlfriend I was living with, and I had a new girl on the side that I met, and I haven't had a chance to fuck her yet, but I was going to. And so, you know, the night before I manscaped, shaved my dick and balls, and had it looking real fresh and neat. I shaved my chest, shaved my armpits. You know, I was looking real, real dapper, I must say, because, you know, the gentleman that I am. And speaking of gentlemen, I shop at The Fancy Gentleman. That's right. But anyways, back to my story. So, the next day I went over on my way to her house. I'm thinking, oh man, I sure hope I don't have to take a shit. And instantly when I think that, then I have to. Because I didn't want to get all messy. I was all fresh and, you know, ready to go. So, needless to say, on the way to her house, I stop at a department store. And when I was getting out of the car, I cut a fart. I'm like, oh, ooh. I didn't think nothing of it till I started walking and I felt the moisture coming from my butt cheeks. I said, oh my gosh, I just sharted. What the fuck? Well, lucky for me, I had baby wipes because I was going to clean out my anal area very good in case the young lady liked to toss the old salad. Which that's something I really enjoy doing on the female persuasion. Now on the male persuasion, it's going to cost you money, gentlemen. But that's neither here nor there. Forget I even said it. I can't believe I said it out loud. Oh my God, you're going to think I'm a fag. Anyways, I went to the bathroom and I pulled down my trousers because, you know, I am a fancy gentleman and gentlemen wear trousers or tweed slacks. Oh fuck, look at me, I'm rambling. So I pulled my pants down and in my nice clean underwear, I do wear boxer briefs, there was a 50-cent piece size wet shit stain. So I'm like, oh my gosh, oh fuck, what am I going to do? Well, I did my business, cleaned up very good, and I got one of the wet wipes, and I cleaned out the shit stain so where it was barely noticeable because I was wearing dark-colored underwear. But that was karma saying, fuck you, you should not do this. But needless to say, I did this, and I did this well. I put in some serious work on that gal, I must say. But, well, that's it. I hope you enjoyed my story. Stay tuned for Outlaw Radio Chicago with Joshy P. It'll be a dandy, I guarantee it. Alrighty, let's end tonight with some... let's see here. How about some King Sickabilly? Shall we? Yes, we shall. Later, motherfuckers.
I'm working on another hit. Why do you go and turn my page like that? I wasn't finished writing my words down. No, I wasn't. After all, you know what I have been through this year. But you don't give a shit. You'd like to see me fall down. Sorry for the loss. Yes, I'm almost found. Hallelujah, you're a glory bound. Sorry for the loss. Yes, I'm almost found. Hallelujah, you're a glory bound. Glory bound and almost found. Just what I'm looking for. Then it fell right out my hands. My passion has been deceived. I'm not scared or lazy, so just fuck off. Yes, I'm working on another hit. Why do you go and turn my page like that? I wasn't finished writing my life down. After all, you know what I have been through this year. But you don't give a shit, you like to see me fall down. Sorry for the loss, yes, I'm almost found. Hallelujah, you're a glory bound. Sorry for the loss, yes, I'm almost found. Hallelujah, you're a glory bound.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.